Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Don Callahan here from Inside Carolina. Don, last week we talked about the Under Armour camp that took place over the weekend in Baltimore, Maryland, and there was the recent UNC commit, Giovanni Biggers, who was playing in that one. You were on site for the camp, so what did you observe about Giovanni?
Well, the main thing is the biggest question with him. He plays at Boys Latin, which is a very competitive academic school, but on the football field, they don't play against the greatest competition. So in a situation like a camp setting, it's always good to kind of see how a player such as Giovanni Biggers will perform against some talented players. And for the most part, he held his own, which is a very, very good sign for North Carolina. He's a safety, and during one-on-ones, which aren't working to his favor, he had, of his four reps, he had two pass breakups, and more than anything else, proved that he could hold his own in that sort of setting, which is exactly what we are hoping to see.
Now, in terms of his physicality and build, definitely looks as if he has room to kind of fill out with the college strength and conditioning program. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the one thing that he needs to work on, is he needs to bulk up and he needs to add some good weight, especially with the way that he plays. He's a very physical safety who likes to contribute in run support. So on the high school level, it works. But on the college level, where you're going to be playing against bigger, stronger players, you're going to have to add the weight, add the muscle, if you want to kind of be able to play in the ACC. And that's something that he's going to work on. And that's something that I fully expect he'll develop within his first couple of years on campus.
So do you see him as more of a free safety or a strong side safety?
I think he could play either. Right now, he's projected as a free safety, but he has such a mentality to stop the run that I could see him developing into more of a strong safety, particularly when he starts to develop. So a lot of it's going to depend on how his body matures and, you know, how much muscle and mass he's able to add onto his frame.
All right, Don. Well, thank you a lot for the information. To get the full scoop on UNC's 2019 football recruiting class, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.